Fifth paragraph of the Mai, Mishnah Ches, is a similar idea of the previous Mishnayos of buying produce from somebody directly, be concerned that he received it from two different sources, and therefore take off Maisa independently from each potential from produce that came from potential different sources. If a person bought tevel, that tevel means it's something that he knows that that maisers were not taking out of it. Maisa mizel said, you can take maisa from one to the other, because the whole problem we had till now was by the maisers. Both of the salesmen said they did take off maisers and we don't trust them. But here, if everybody's saying that this is not, maisers were not taken, then one can take maisa from one to the other because they're all in the same status. So we got tomatoes from two different people, and he knows, well, it's clear that they say that the tomatoes, maisers were not taken. You can take from one tomato to the next. Apple pisha amru in other mashal limko tevel. This is telling us that really, besides in, it's also to sell tevel. One is now allowed to sell tevel, produce in Eretz Yisrael, that maizes were not taken out of. He's now allowed to sell it even to a person who is reliable, because it's not lawful. You have to take care of your shumas maizes before you release it. And the maizes says, you now do the el l'tzoyach. There's some special need that that person needs some type of tevel. For example, when if the Baal Bayis had some of his produce which he took of Shulmas and Maisis from, that got mixed together with produce that did not yet with tevel, the produce that did not yet have the Shulmas and Maisis taken from, then he can't take of the Shulmas and Maisis from the mixture itself, because he's not sure if he's going to get the part that already Maisis was taken from, or he's getting from the tevel. In such a case, they permitted him to buy a certain amount of tevel vadai, to use that to take off from the tevel onto the mixture. So that is the exception to the rule. That once again, a person is not allowed to sell produce that is tevel, even to a chovim, to a talmud chovim, unless that chovim happens to be a person that has a special need, as we mentioned before.